everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. My name's Damon Cox, and for the second week in a row. Now, I'm often asked, Damon, what's your favourite song? Do you have a particular tune? What's your favourite album? Who's your favourite organist? Well, I always find it very hard to answer those questions because I have so many favourites. I have so much music that I like to listen to, so many different organists and styles of playing and different sounds of organ, that it's almost impossible to pinpoint even into a list in order what are some of my favourite tunes. Of course, it depends on what I'm doing at the time, if I'm out walking, if I'm out relaxing, depends on the type of thing that I like to listen to. So for this show, I've decided to pick some favourites. They're not necessarily in my top 10 or the ultimate best tracks that I've heard. They're just tracks which I enjoy, and there's nothing more sinister than that. So the first tune is Let's Break the Good News, played by Simon Gledhill on the new Victoria Centre Howden Le Weir Wurlitzer. Simon Gledhill and Let's Break the Good News. I suppose after a track like that, I could possibly tell you what's happening to my standart organ, but alas, there is no good news. It's all here in bits, and no home has yet to be decided on, although a lot of people seem to be under the impression that I'm going to be installing it in where I'm living at the moment. That's not necessarily the case. It would be great if it could go into a public place, but of course, only time will tell. There's a lot of work to be done, and I want to get it ready before I start to make any plans about where to put it. Now, in any given opportunity to play a track of Bill Vlasic is a good opportunity, in my opinion, so let's seize the moment now with one of those lush ballads demonstrating all those ooey-ooey sounds from the Paramount Music Palace pizza restaurant Wurlitzer in Indianapolis. It's been a long, long time.
Thank you.
those lush, warm, rounded sounds from Bill Vlasic, who at every, as I say, given opportunity, I do enjoy listening to. I mentioned at the start that what I like to listen to sometimes depends on the moment, and especially when a new CD arrives on my doorstep, even though it may have been produced 20, 30 years ago, it's still new to me, and occasionally when I listen to it I think, oh, this is fantastic, where's this CD been hiding all of these years? And one which certainly caught my attention when it arrived a couple of months ago was a CD called Dave at Dickinson. The Dave being Dave Wickerham, and of course Dickinson being the John High School Kimball. So let's have a track from that particular CD, written by Harry Warren from the movie musical 42nd Street, about a quarter till nine. Dave Wickerham giving us the time at which the show usually finishes if you're listening to us live on Mechanical Music Radio, about a quarter to nine. I think it's safe to say that the combination of Robert Wolf and the ex-Paramount Odeon Leeds organ, now at the Firsford Collection, is fairly intoxicating, and his CDs that he's produced there over the years have certainly been very popular with his fans and theatre organ fans in general. However, over the years, Robert has produced a number of recordings on Lowry Electronic, and they don't seem to be talked about as much as his Wurlitzer CDs, and I've never quite worked out why, because, in my opinion, I think that Robert on Lowry is not exactly as you would imagine it to be. As I hope that this next duo will prove, it's a sort of laid-back foxtrot swing medley of I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan and Please. Different side of Robert Wolf on Lowry Electronic with those two tunes. Now we're going to stay in electronic organ mode. I have to be honest, I do prefer, however, the more traditional vintage electronics, i.e. Hammond organs, and occasionally, again, a new album that's been around for many years springs to my attention. Whilst with a gathering of friends recently, the subject of Brian Rodwell's colossal output on LP came up in conversation. So whilst we were all there, we had a quick look around and did some research. And one album which we found of Brian's was called Hammond in Finland. And on the cover, it shows the Hammond X66 or X67, one of those two models. We managed to find one copy available for, I think it was over £50, which seemed a little bit extortionate. However, some clever spark has re-released it on iTunes, which is great. However, it took me a long time to find it because somebody spelt Brian with an I instead of a Y. So if you want to find the album on iTunes and Spotify, you need to search for that alternate spelling and it will come up. This is a track from that album. It's one of those jazz waltz bluesettes. Rodwell Bluesette on Hammond organ, and we're going to stick with Hammond for the next track as well, with a Hammond master, and that's Klaus Funderlich. Now, I have to be brutally honest, I never really paid much attention to Klaus's output until a couple of years ago, where I heard one of his early boogie-woogie style numbers on a traditional Hammond organ, and from then on I was hooked. This is one he composed himself, and it's being played on Hammond H100, simply called Rio. We'll be right back. the lively Latin sounds of Rio, composed and played by Klaus Wunderlich on Hammond H100. Now we're going back to Theatre Pipes and down under to the Capri Theatre in Adelaide and its four manual 29 rank Wurlitzer. In the spotlight, that's also the title of the album, is Chris McPhee, who is, I make no secret of this, one of my favourite Australian organists. And here he is with a lively number that always puts a smile on my face, Java. Chris McPhee and Java, and I really hope that that put a smile on your face too. We're going to be staying down under for the next track, and one from another Chris, this time Chris Powell, who's made several recordings in Australia and in New Zealand, and again, because of when they were released and because of when I got interested in theatre organ, I'm still kind of hoovering them up when they come up for sale second hand. This time Chris is playing the Kariniup Community Centre Wurlitzer in Perth, and it's a medley of two street-related tunes in a sort of jazzy flavour, not necessarily in the style which you might associate with Chris. Here he is with On Green Dolphin Street and On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
Chris Powell with those two street-related tunes, and hopefully there'll be a few more occasions this year where we can all be on the sunny side of the street. Well, we're approaching the end of this week's show, and it wouldn't be a show of some of my favourite artists and tracks without an appearance by Phil Kelsall. Whatever mood I'm in, whatever I happen to be doing, there's always a Phil Kelsall album to suit, or at least so I've discovered. Especially when I'm out walking, his dancing albums provide an excellent strict tempo to really shift along to when I need to, which is absolutely fantastic. But on this occasion, I thought I would choose one of the more concert items from the first ever Phil Kelsall album I owned, called the Wurlitzer album. It's a great album featuring, of course, the Tao Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. And here's Phil in lively mode with Chinatown, My Chinatown, featuring the plunkety-plunkety Bechstein grand piano. Chinatown, My Chinatown, Phil Kelsall at the Tao Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer, bringing this week's show to an end, which, as I say, is just some of my favourite tunes. They're not a definitive list. If you ask me in about 3 weeks' time, I'll probably choose a completely different selection of music. So this is just in the spur of the moment and something a little bit different from some of my usual rigid themes. Nigel Ogden will be back with you next week. And of course, if you want to hear Nigel before then, why not pop along on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Low House in St. Helens with the opening of the ex-Pyramid Sale Christie organ. I shall be there, and I know a number of other theatre organ enthusiasts will be there also. So if you want to catch Nigel then, it's only 2 days to go. It's this Saturday at 2 p.m. at Low House in St. Helens near Liverpool, and the opening of the Christie. But of course, if you can't be there, don't worry, Nigel Ogden will be back with you over the digital airwaves next Thursday at 8 p.m, where he'll be, no doubt, in his archive, pulling out all sorts of gems, and I certainly always look forward to hearing them, and so I imagine do you. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off, all the best, and take care.